Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves?
Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
hope you had a great day.
Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Hey, Frank, I'm getting an echo, honey. Ooh, I feel like I'm in the Grand Canyon. Okay, that's better. Thank you. Magical engineer Frank is ready to go. I am too. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network for Herb Talk Live. WWCR and other networks, we are going to be talking about your bones and cholesterol today. And we have some other things in the mix and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, ooh, and Frank says he's got classy Christmas music. We shall see. I'm sure it's fine, Frank. I can't wait to hear. But before we get all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And today's devotional, yes, today's devotional puts us in Hebrews 4 because prayer is important. There's a lot of power in prayer. You know, pray Psalms 91, special prayer protection from plagues, catastrophic events. But here in Hebrews it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Right? The Lord promises that. We got to come with a humble spirit, you know, and fear of the Lord, high respect. And He knows what's in your heart and what's on your mind before you even speak it. So you can't get anything over on the Lord. Mm-mm. But He is the way. You can't get to the Father but by the Lord Jesus Christ. And if when you see the Father, you see the Son and vice versa. So they are one and the same. So you want to make sure you seek the Lord's face because you don't want to be left behind. You don't want to be left here with all the insanity that's going to be befalling this planet real soon. So can't you feel it? Can't you feel it, Frank? The time has sped up and, you know, time grows short. I can feel it. So seek the Lord's face, mind and time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay. First up in the quacker, here's some results. This was about people getting vaccinated with COVID-19. They took data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, and this was the latest data from the United Kingdom. They have a yellow card system there. And in the United States, we have the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. So when they pull these numbers on the fully vaccinated people with COVID-19, a lot of them are losing their eyesight. Fully vaccinated people are going blind. That's right. We're not hearing about this, are we, Frank, on the news? I don't think so. So right now, a total of 163 people reported total blindness after getting injected with the Pfizer mRNA vaccine, alongside 6 cases of central vision loss and 4 cases of sudden vision loss, while 21 people reported transient blindness, visual disturbance, or loss of eyesight in one eye for a few seconds or even minutes at the time of their vaccination. In total, there have been 8,016 eye disorders reported as adverse reactions to the Pfizer shot as of April 6, 2022. Another mRNA vaccine, your Moderna, was linked to over 1,500 vision-related issues, 34 reports of blindness, 56 reports of visual impairment were connected to this vaccine. The AstraZeneca COVID vaccine also has been connected to over 14,800 vision disorders, a total of 324 reports of blindness, 3 reports of central vision loss, 5 reports of sudden vision loss, and 29 reports of transient blindness were all linked to this vector vaccine. So in all, we're including adverse reactions reported where the brand of vaccine was not even specified. There were over 24,500 eye disorders reported as adverse reactions to getting the injection, with 525 of these reactions being complete blindness. But that was over 24,000, but they weren't identifying which vaccine did that. Wow. Mm. Can you imagine an herb doing that, Frank, or a supplement? Oh, it'd be off the market so fast, you in a blink of an eye. All right, last but not least in the quack report, Americans. Hey, Frank, do you ever go on vacation with family or Do you go visit family for the holidays? Well, here's a poll. Americans can tolerate less than 4 hours with family on holiday trips. This is a survey. This is a survey over 2,000 Americans who are traveling to visit family for the holidays. They found that their respondents can spend, on average, 3 hours and 54 minutes with their family before they need a moment to themselves. So they said when staying with family, the top concerns were found to be a lack of privacy, 22% said that. Also, they said family getting on your nerves, 20% said that. And drama between family members, 20% reported that problem. So of those they surveyed, 95% believed it's important to spend the holidays with family, but in 2 in 5 of those planning to stay with family, they admit that it can be stressful. And they said the sleeping arrangements is the number one reason they're not staying longer with family. When hosting family, nearly 40% say finding sleeping arrangements is one of the most stressful parts of preparing for guests. The survey was commissioned by Motel 6 and conducted by One Poll. Examined the delicate balance between wanting to spend time with family and also needing a bit of space. So yeah, the hotel industry, I can see them promoting that. Oh, man. Oh, I mean, you love your family, but, you know, if you're in driving distance, yahoo, right? Frank says, I moved all the way to Hawaii because family was in New York. Uh-huh. Well, that's a little far. Yeah, that's way out there in the ocean. You know, I can get that a little bit because I did a family vacation with family once. I'll never do it again. Well, aside from my kids, I'm talking about, you know, brothers, nieces, nephews, all that stuff, grandkids. Oh, you know, it's just stressful. You know, you need some space. You do. You need some space to, you know, just withdraw to, because it is a little much. So. 4 hours. 4 hours. I don't know. Would you make it 4 hours with your family, Frank? Well, is there a door in the bedroom? Is there a door to the bedroom? Maybe. Frank, what are you saying? He's laughing. No 4 hours for Frank. Okay. Well, and that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about, while we wait for Frank to, you know, put up the classy bumper for Christmas, we're going to talk about bones and cholesterol. Because over the years, you know, we've seen the reveal regarding the risk and damage drug therapies can cause. Another reveal is that recent vaccine treatment and the risk vaccines can bring. So the marketing and the indoctrination on pharmaceutical drugs has been monumental to modern healthcare. And what people are really learning is that not all treatments are a cure. And we are also learning that if modern medicine says there is no cure, it really means they don't offer a cure. But it doesn't mean the illness can't be cured. Now, in December 2022, the University of Vienna revealed that cholesterol drugs put your bones at risk. Ooh, let's look at that, right? This is the Science Hub. This is researchers at the University of Vienna medical unit called Complexity Science Hub, or CSH for short. And they found that when using cholesterol or your statin drugs, it can damage your bones. Yeah. So the report said the drugs, quote, impair bone quality, end of quote. And Australian health professionals in 2019 had previously reported the bone health of Australian patients had demonstrated while they were on the statin drugs. And the research, their research got published in the Journal of Biomedicine and Pharmotherapies. So So it wasn't a new question being answered, but it's another study they can reference. Now, according to the University of Vienna, this is doctors Peter Kilmcan and Michael Lutner. They said, quote, "This is the first study to prove the connection between high doses of statins and osteoporosis. The results of our new study confirm those of a previous analysis of the Australian population in 2019. And this was also demonstrated in an animal study showing a cause and effect relationship." Those are pretty strong words for scientists to use, a cause and effect relationship. Usually they say there's no causal relationship. So the research showed, for the first time, a dose-dependent link between the drug and osteoporosis. So I think that's important there. And at the same time, the researchers stated lower doses may prevent osteoporosis, but they didn't want to say definitely that the drug was prevention for osteoporosis. So there's their out kind of thing. They don't want to offend, you know, big pharma. So you have to ask yourself, well, when is a drug removed from the market? Frank, let me ask you this. Do you know what is it the catalyst for removing a drug from the market? He's thinking. I know a lot of you out there are probably saying, well, somebody dies. One death isn't going to do it, though. But there's a general rule of thumb. Oh, what are you saying, Frank? Frank says, when someone rich wants it removed. I wasn't expecting that, Frank. Mr. Honesty. Okay. Well, aside from Frank's answer, a drug recall from the market occurs when a prescription or over-the-counter medicine is going to be removed because it is found to be either defective or potentially harmful. Okay? So potentially harmful or defective. Adulterated is another word, I guess. Defective, adulterated. Now, here's a quote from the Journal of Biomedicine and Pharmacotherapy on the Australian study. They said, "The Australian Health Database of over 7.9 million Australians found 353,502 statin users, and of that, 11,701, or 33%, developed the condition of osteoporosis." Imagine if an herb did that, a supplement did that. Oh, it would be off the market before you could say, yeah? Now, if the FDA will, let's say, remove to protect consumers from skin lightening products sold over the counter because it caused, let's say, a side effect of skin rash, swelling, and discoloration, well, then I would think the FDA would want to also take action regarding a statin medicine causing harm to bones. And we're going to see if that's the case. Here is a quote from Professor Lutner, University of Vienna. He says, "Our goal is to investigate whether continued use or long-term exposure to high statin drug doses would promote detrimental effects on bone as observed thus far in humans." And then this is Peter Kilmcan, University of Vienna. He says, "We found in the statistical research that 138,666 men and 155,055 postmenopausal women who received high doses of statins for at least 1 year were at higher risk of bone damage compared to a comparable group of nearly 500,000 men and women not taking the medication." End of quote. Huge comparison. Let's see. Dr. Lutner goes on to say, using a 3D imaging technique, we found that when examining the bones, that volume and thickness were affected by the cholesterol-lowering medication in both men and women. In males, the trabecular femur became spongy and porous and reduced it by 42%. And in females, it was reduced by 34%. Huge percentage drop in bone density. Huge! Let's see, Dr. Kilkem, he says, based on the data we analyzed, people taking high doses of statins are 4 to 6 times more likely to develop osteoporosis. The results were consistent with previous data from the 2019 analysis. So you got two studies here kind of saying the same thing. And here's what the study suggests. Let me see what you think, Frank. Listeners, what do you think of this? According to the Australian and Vienna's research on the cholesterol statin drugs, it provides evidence that the common medication can, quote, promote serious side effects on bone metabolism and impact future treatments, end of quote. But unfortunately, the scientists suggest, here it is, that bone monitoring of the patients on the statins be done rather than remove the drug from the market. And of course, bone monitoring would cost patients more money while taking that medicine. The other suggestion was to put patients who are on statins on a, quote, specific therapy for osteoporosis. Again, additional money costs to patients. And the suggested bone therapy was, drumroll please, calcium supplements with vitamin D. Right? Does anyone else think this is insane? But me, I mean, to cause bone health risk via drug therapy for cholesterol, which is necessary for the body to function, and then add a supplement and bone monitoring. What do you think, Frank? Well, by the way, the scientists on this Vienna study had some advice for Big Pharma. Mm-hmm. The University of Vienna scientists had some parting words of wisdom for drug companies who provide research on their products to the FDA. They said, quote, this is Dr. Kilkem. He says, from the big data point of view, our results demonstrate that it is possible to discover concrete science of new adverse effects for some of the most prescribed medicines. He adds, you might want to try reproducing the study using big data before undergoing costly experiments and without doing any interventions in humans. The data analysis can be done in a couple of weeks. Ouch. Unfortunately, you know, drug companies do what is now we see as limited research on their drug products, right? Because it's called plausible deniability. That's what it's called. Because, of course, you know, negative and damaging side effects, if they turn up in research, that's usually in the raw data. Well, that's not – the raw data is not going to see the light of day. It's usually destroyed and not presented to the FDA. And there really is a reason why drug companies actually don't test their products to see if it caused cancer. In other words, they don't look for problems, okay? And by the time the problems show up, they've made billions on the drug. What, Frank? Accounting data is all pharma cares about. Well, yeah, cha-ching. I get it, Frank. I know, that's what I'm saying. By the time the problems manifest and they get the attention of, you know, people, Congress, attorneys, you know, big, you know, FDA, well, then they've already made billions of bucks. See? Well, let's talk about some, is cholesterol natural? Well, yeah, the body manufactures cholesterol for metabolic functions. So removing it will cause malfunction in several areas. Now, the benefits of cholesterol are these. It maintains cell membranes and structures and helps cells to maintain normal body temperature. Cholesterol also helps make hormones. It's critical for your metabolic functions such as testosterone, progesterone, estrogen. Also, the liver uses cholesterol to make bile for your digestion of fats. If you're going to digest fat, you need that. Also, cholesterol insulates your nerve endings. Yeah, it's important. And also, your body uses cholesterol to make vitamin D from sunlight. Right? Well, here's some helpful hints. Dr. Daniel Steinberg of the University of California School of Medicine, he advises his patients to eat more foods with antioxidants to lower the bad LDL cholesterol by about 70%. Dr. James Anderson of University of Kentucky College of Medicine advises his patients to eat cooked dried beans daily to lower the bad LDL cholesterol by 20%, and all kinds of beans seem to work, and they boost the healthy HDL cholesterol. Over 25 studies on oats showed lowering cholesterol by 16% and a reduction in the bad LDL cholesterol as well. One perfect herb, hey Frank, here we go, used for balancing cholesterol is garlic. That's right, over 20 studies, show that garlic, if you eat 3 cloves a day, reduces the bad LDL cholesterol by 15 to 30%. 15 to 30%. What'd you say, Frank? Garlic man speaks. What? Told ya. I know, Frank. You're never going to have a heart attack over there. Also, eating nuts seems to be helpful. Also, especially almonds. Dr. Gene Spiller advises his patients to eat 3.5 ounces per day over a 30-day period and reduce your LDL cholesterol by 22 points. And avocados help drop LDL cholesterol by 10%, according to an Australian cardiologist, all of them, the Australian cardiologist at Wesley Medical Center in Queensland. So foods are your medicine. Hippocrates said that. So the ancient world knew through observation that certain foods, spices, and herbs help with conditions. Foods high in antioxidants and omega-3 fatty acids seem to defend the human body from cardio conditions, diabetes, and cancer. So we have to ask, who's wiser, our ancient ancestors or modern medicine? So if we are honest, we realize that trauma care is part of modern medicine that we all rely on sometime in our lives. And the part of modern medicine that promotes disease management instead of curing it, well, that's the part I prefer to do without. So drugs for life are really not cures, but they're crutches. And we all know what happens is the crutch is kicked out. Bad. So all prescribed medicines come with risks called side effects. I prefer the medicinal herbs to protect organs like the liver that manages healthy cholesterol, which the body uses it to function with. Now, a large quantity of cholesterol is in your human brain, and cholesterol drugs lower it and cause cognitive issues. So I prefer to use Mediterranean diet and medicinal herbs for these types of issues. If you want more information, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free product catalog. Number to call, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And also you can visit them at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. They're having their holiday sale. You'll save 30% through the first of the year. Coupon code XMAS22 and on orders of $65 or more. Details online or give them a call, 866-229-3663. Oh, I'm long in this section, so we're going to take a break and be back with more.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior. he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
You chose some really great music. Thank you, Frank. I felt like I was in church. That was awesome stuff. What was the singer? I can't think of his name. I can see his face. Ooh, Frank's going to let me know in a minute. But great job on the classy bumper music for the holidays. Very soothing. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so for the second part of the show, we're going to talk about some other things. And one of the topics is what doctors tend to say about disease and patients. It's important to know what your medical doctor thinks about these things. And some of it can be quite shocking, I think, what doctors' opinions are. And, well, some of the stuff they don't want to tell you. I work for doctors. They don't tell you everything. Sort of like talking to the government. They don't volunteer information. You got to, like, know what to ask, especially when you get studies done. Josh Gorbin, thank you. That was Josh who was singing that beautiful, beautiful Christmas carol stuff. Oh, great. All right, so according to the report for the Journal of Royal Society of Medicine, UK physicians recognize disease is not for them, but it's for patients. Yeah. So apparently young physicians now are told early in their training that illness is not appropriate among doctors. Over 64 British physicians were interviewed who admitted that going through residency made them physically and mentally ill. Long hours, skipping meals, eating junk food out of the vending machines, and operating on very little sleep contributed to their physical and mental decline. And this is healthcare, and they're doing that. So, however, the healthcare establishment prefers they not admit that to being under duress like that and having illness. No. So burnout and suicide are really the results, but physicians are taught not to appear vulnerable, not to admit it, and to look as if they were superhuman. Therefore, the physicians do not call out sick or take numerous medications to get through their day. And, yeah, they take medications to get through their day, for sure. And this is often starts their drug addiction problem. Here's a quote from the Physicians Journal survey, 1997 to 2007. They say, illness doesn't belong to us. It belongs to patients. That's what doctors say, especially in the UK. Now, so we have an illusion in our wellness care system, if that's what you want to call it. I call it a sick care system. We seldom look at the health of the employees working in healthcare. Have you not noticed people in healthcare working there? They don't really look the picture of health, do they? And, you know, it reflects badly on them, I think. In the survey of what should, people in healthcare be young, vital, and healthy looking. Well, physicians, 27% said, we're just depressed. What? Yeah. No wonder a lot of these physicians lack bedside manner. They're sleep deprived and depressed. Why would the medical establishment want their healthcare physicians to be in denial about their own health and put out a false image? Well, it is all part of their illusion that there is really no other way to be healthy than with what they sell you. They can't have sick doctors. There would be bad image. So it isn't just the hand washing the doctors do to avoid feeling ill. Many are popping narcotics when they're on the duty. Remember, I worked for them in hospitals and in private practices, so. And there's quotas. You know, police are not the only ones that have monthly quotas. You know, physician groups also have their physicians to pull in patient quotas in their schedule. And some of these quotas would make your head spin. I worked for a neurosurgical group, and we had one doctor, can't say his name, but he was short-tempered, you know, this doctor. But he would get yelled at by the other I guess the senior partners of the group for dropping his quotas, because he liked to spend time with his patients, you know, talk to his patients, get a good picture of what's going on before they go to surgery, because you're talking neurosurgery here. And but he would get yelled at by the senior partners for not keeping up his quota, you know. Yeah. What did you say, Frank? Look how they are trained. Sleep deprivation is a method that they use to brainwash doctors. I've heard that. Mm-hmm. Dr. Rebecca Carley used to be on this show. I think she even said that. She'd agree with you. So when patients complain, you know, the doctor only spent a few minutes with them, it's really because of patient quotas. And when this happens, doctors barely remember the patient's name. And if patient records aren't kept updated, this makes doctors look very bad. They don't remember you. And because they are supposed to appear superhuman, they get mad if they look bad. And not all doctors are like this, but a majority of them operate on a revolving door schedule of patients. Now, patients don't like to think of themselves as just another patient file, but with quotas, that is essentially what you are. So we wind up asking ourselves, when did healthcare become so impersonal, toxic, and risky? I'll tell you, 1940 is when it started. Here's a quote from State News, June 2017. They said, when medical schools and hospitals fail to directly address the stigma of illness among students and healthcare providers, not only do they endanger practitioners and their patients' health by discouraging them from seeking support, but they also miss the opportunity to demonstrate just how vulnerable experiencing life as a patient can be for clinical practice. So there's a study in 2007, and they learned that medical students that faced personal illness during their schooling as physicians turned out to have better bedside manner because they were more empathetic and mature, and they had experience. However, the message physicians get from their mentors and employers is this: your experience as a patient is not relevant or important to the practice of medicine. That was State News, 2017. Here is Irene Steropopoulos, medical student. She says this: the healthcare system is confusing and difficult to navigate on top of the treatment side effects and uncertainty about the future. I have found that the stigma some of us physicians carry because of experiencing physical illness is nothing compared to the mental illness many of my colleagues carry. In order to have deeper understanding, doctors need to be taught how to be ill. This is like dysfunction. For real. So the study is also mentioning that it is the superhuman mentality that's taught to the medical students that lends itself to physicians being treated like gods. You know, people kind of treat them very carefully. And they're not to be challenged. That's their attitude. Very arrogant. A lot of them are very arrogant. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them are. So even their guesses and their assumptions regarding treatments, they don't like to be questioned. This is why, you know, people, you know, kind of researching their health issues on the internet, and then they want to ask doctor questions. The doctors aren't taking the questions very well. General Practice News said this in 1948. The average net income of all independent physicians in 1947 was $11,300. General practitioners netted $9,541. Well before insurance got in the middle. When healthcare was affordable, you could just pay for your visit out of your pocket. Remember that? No, maybe not. Well, if you're old enough, you do. According, well, and they want you to avoid, of course, the industry wants you to avoid self-treating. According to a report, October 2017, U.S. National Library of Medicine, Institute of Health, 58% of physicians with a chronic condition were registered with a family physician but would self-diagnose and then avoid self-treatment. Wow. That's no surprise that they struggle to cope with a condition then. So their medical school's training to keep illness hidden is in full effect throughout their career. And medical professionals are urged not to self-treat because they lack objectivity and would miss quality care. And remember, this is the next time. Remember this next time you see your medical doctor and he scolds you for not seeking medical attention sooner or for not taking your medicine. Hypocrisy. So now it can be a surprise that our medical experts that we turn to for answers do not seek experts to get help themselves. And more physicians are suspended from practice each year because they refuse to get help for their illness or addiction. Now, our medical professionals often have to kind of hit rock bottom before they get some help. And there is an atmosphere of fear in the healthcare profession, and doctors develop anxiety about being perceived as ill or weak. So general practitioners see a lot of patients per day and are less likely to cancel their appointments to seek help themselves. And by the time physicians do get help, they have really developed unhelpful coping strategies and they have to be unlearned. Here is the Journal of Mental Health, 2011, they said, we have, in general, 10 to 20% of doctors become depressed at some point in their careers and have a high risk of suicide compared to the general population. And David Emerson, former UK surgeon, says, the habit hangs over you like a fog. Oh, boy. And let's see, this is 50-year-old physician with bipolar disorder, who says it's a political business being a hospital healthcare professional. You don't show anybody any weakness. You don't want people thinking, I need help, end of quote. And Dr. Francis Burnett, psychiatrist, says, the surprise for me is that a lot of doctors I see become mentally ill not because of the clinical work they do, but because of the way they are managed in the healthcare industry. We are seeing sharp year-on-year rises in the number of young doctors and junior doctors who have another 30 years in their career ahead of them, and they are panicked in their own lives, end of quote. That's scary that that's who we're seeing for our health conditions, isn't it? What, Frank? Those brainwashing, and it's failing. Well, I mean, there comes a tipping point, doesn't it? Yes. So, you know, you don't want to think badly of your healthcare professionals. I get that. They work in your community, they live in your neighborhoods maybe, and, you know, not all of them are ill. I'm not saying all of them are, but there's a lot of stress in the healthcare profession. I mean, I worked in hospitals and surgical practices, and I think part of it is not being 100% truthful with patients, you know? I think that's a part of that stress. You know, they're protecting the practice, the boss, the healthcare industry. And so I say, you know, look after yourself the best you can. Be knowledgeable about things. Ask questions. Do your homework. Because like I said, you know, they don't divulge everything, and half the truth is still a whole lie. So do your homework out there. and be well. All right, we're going to shift gears because we got a few more minutes. Well, this is kind of going hand in hand what we were just talking a little bit about. This is about doctors being groomed to be salesmen. I was once watching this documentary on orthopedic medicine from Germany. I mentioned it before. And the public, why were they doing this documentary, I thought, on public TV? What is that about? And it seems that there's an awful lot of knee and back surgeries overseas that are either unnecessary or done by doctors that are really not skilled enough to perform them. Now, according to the report, in Germany, orthopedic surgeons have risen 20% in 5 years. And you might want to ask yourself, okay, why is that? Well, the orthopedic field is very profitable. And the way that the German system is set up is there's no incentive to avoid doing unnecessary surgeries there. So Germany has the universal socialized healthcare system. Surgeons get a flat rate for doing orthopedic surgery. So if you want to make a lot of money, the doctors have to do a lot of surgeries. And in 2011, there were 240,000 hip replacement surgeries, 175,000 knee replacement surgeries, and 150,000 back surgeries done in Germany. And, of course, some of this is not exact science because the makers, well, these people in the documentary, they were interviewing former surgeons in Germany who really didn't want to anything to do with the flat rate surgery arrangement that the government had forced on them. And one orthopedic surgeon quit his hospital job and took a job as a first responder, or what we call an EMT in America. And he said the surgeons are under contract and are under a lot of pressure by the German government. The health authority has surgery quotas. When you make patients a financial target, that's what you get. So it has turned their medical industry really into a reward and punishment situation for the doctors. And if a doctor doesn't perform enough surgeries, they are sanctioned. And if they exceed their quotas, they receive a bonus. So in Germany, the socialized medical system has produced a high turnover surgery rate, and many patients are receiving surgeries they really don't need. And if it goes socialized here, you can bet. You can bet. Just think of American doctors, American surgeons here in America. They're used to making some big money. And if the government wants to put them on a flat rate, what do you suppose that's going to do? So we've been told by economic experts that the free market healthcare that we have now in America accounts for about a third of the economy. So if the Affordable Care Act were to turn into what Germany has, okay, now over in the UK and a lot of these, you know, European Union countries, they take 20% of a person's paycheck to pay for this free health care for everybody. Can that go over well here in the United States? I don't think so. I don't think it can. So under your free market health care system, American surgeons are compensated quite nicely. An orthopedic surgeon earns $425,000 working at a major hospital. If they're in private practice, a physician there would make $391,000. If you're working solo, $250,000. And by the way, American orthopedic surgeons don't consider themselves to be rich, but the government does. So Germany orthopedic surgeons make $131,000. And in Germany, physicians are leaving to work in other areas, unencumbered by their healthcare system. They're coming to America to work, is what we're seeing and hearing. So how many orthopedic surgeries are done in America? According to the CDC, we outperformed Germany in the number of surgeries. In 2012, 719,000 knee replacement surgery, 332,000 hip replacement surgeries. But, you know, America has twice the number of hospitals that Germany has. Therefore, if the Affordable Care Act intends to pay physicians a flat rate, as, you know, Germany has, it's estimated that the surgeries will have to be, they'll have to do twice the number of surgeries as they do now to keep their standard of living. Unreal. So your healthcare is important. I know this, but how the healthcare runs is even more important for not only your physician's mental and physical health, but for the patient's health. So this whole system is jacked up and insane, really. It's not a wellness care system. It's a money-making system. That's all it's really there for. Trauma care is there for a different reason. I've seen trauma care to be very necessary, but your internal medicine issues, I just don't think putting patients on drug therapy for life is really serving the patient well. And changes have to be made if you want changes to be seen in wellness. Popping pills is not the kind of change I'm looking at. But, you know, that's just me. I look to God's herbs, his medicine, here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and I know God can't lie. And you don't pass on through centuries of things that don't work as far as medicinal properties of herbs. So I'm trusting in the Lord and his medicine. If you'd like to learn more, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free product catalog. They specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening, and you can discover how powerful you can be. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Big holiday sale going on, 30% on orders of $65 or more. Details online or give them a call, but you want to hurry. Restrictions apply, and the sale does end on the first of the year. So at thepowerherbs.com, check them out there. Thank you, Frank, for the great classy bumper. Appreciate it, bud. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.